The Frank Fontana Show.
I am not afraid to speak frankly.
It's life improvement.
Frankly, this means honestly.
The Frank Fontana Show.
You want to know why? Because I'm frankly speaking.
Welcome back to the Frank Fontana Show. Yes, it's that time where we speak frankly. And today we're speaking frankly about relationships. And why don't they just last anymore? You know, I ask this question to myself all the time. Mine's lasting. It's tough at times, I'm not going to lie. I think every relationship has its challenges. To talk about this topic, we have the one and only Love McPherson joining me. Hey, Love, how are you?
I am doing well. How are you, Frank?
Man, the minute she opens her mouth, just as the burst of like energy is like so exciting. I love that, Love. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you. You know what? It's always a pleasure. It really is.
Yeah, well, listen, we got a fun show today, and I want to talk about this topic, but we also had this kind of like serendipitous thing happen on our show today where we had a caller, Bob. I don't even know his last name. He called in about some design questions, and he's like, you know, he threw out there that he's, you know, now single, and he's got this apartment, and his parents recently passed away, and he's like on this new chapter in his life. He's kind of having a midlife crisis. And we just started, you know, getting to know Bob, and lo and behold, all of a sudden, literally like five women text in wanting to meet Bob.
Well, this is just, you're right. This is time. This is Bob's day, right?
Today Bob life changes today on the Frank Fontana Show. Because
our own personal bachelorette show, right?
That's it, right now.
Bachelor.
And Love is going to be the referee of this all.
Well, yeah.
And maybe we can get some of these women to call in with Bob on the phone. And you can help make a love connection.
Absolutely.
How about that? Love, tell us about yourself. How did you become a relationship expert?
You know, it was several things. I always say that I was literally probably grafted into it at birth, because Love is my real name. That is on my birth certificate.
Wow.
So being called Love every day of your life is something that happens that, you know, you can't escape. The other thing is that I worked in the clinical field for over 20 years with people with, you know, behavior disorders and things like that. So I've had that experience, and I've had 34 years of marriage to that tall guy that you see sitting on the other side of the room.
Handsome looking guy, too.
Yes. And literally growing up, my parents were married for 60 years, and people, every time I walked in the house, there was somebody sitting in my mother's chair. She wasn't a therapist, but they were sitting there asking her relationship advice. So relationship was something that was just always talked about in our home. So people started coming to us, you know, like, how can I do this? And asking me, and I said, well, you know what? I've just got to start talking to them, you know.
Yeah, that's brilliant. If you were to say, like, why relationships just don't last anymore, because it seems like, I mean, divorce rates are always still climbing. People find it easier just to kind of, you know, part ways and just be done with relationships instead of fighting for love.
Yeah.
You know,
we have more options today than we ever have had in our lifetime just because of the technology, the social media. And so, you know, in my relationships, it was, you know, just right there at the wherever college you're at or the hometown or all of those things. But the world is wide open. Internationally, we can select. And once we get there and we make a decision, we also see other people coming at us that says, you know, here's some more options. I'm an option. We open up the radio stations, and Bob immediately has five more options.
I know.
That wasn't like it was years ago.
Should turn into a dating show. Forgot about home improvements. With that, temptation comes.
Yes, it does.
So, and men typically get the bad part of this whole thing of being the guys or the people in the relationship who act on it, but women do too.
Yeah. It's actually now about 50-50.
Really?
Now, yeah. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
But it's because cheating happens with it's your level of integrity. It's not the enticement. Because you know, and I know, we're both married, that your devotion and your commitment is based on your integrity. You have options. Sure, you could cheat, but you're devoted to your spouse. And so when you have loved outside of your feelings, but you've love inside of your integrity, then it'll last.
And so, okay, I feel like I'm old school.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
You too. And I think that old school to me, you know, and we'll define new school, but old school to me is like, you know, you die hard, you ride or die, you know. Yeah. It's like that's your wife, that's who you chose. Mm-hmm. No matter good or bad, you fight through the tough times, through the health, through the issues, through all that stuff.
Absolutely.
And you don't give up.
Exactly.
But today, I feel like, I don't want to claim millennials or put a tag name on them, but it, because, like you said, of society and the way things are set up, and it's so fast, everything moves so fast. If my stuff doesn't download in 3 seconds, I'm mad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, gosh, what patience do you have for relationships?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do people get a little bit of the old school mentality today?
You know, I think that a lot of times we talk about the millennials, but we forget about the people who trained the millennials. When we look at the baby boomers were, they followed the rules, the generation before them, the war generation. They followed the rules. Then the baby boomers said, we're going out there to be successful after the Depression. We're going to be successes. After the successes, they left the kids at home, latchkey kids. Then comes the next generation, right in the middle of the baby boomers and the millennials. That generation was the latchkey kids who said, I will not abandon my children, and I'm going to just give everything. So they gave their lives, their soccer moms, you're this. They told their children, you are everything. You are wonderful. You can have it all. And the millennials grew up and believed it. And they took that same mentality into their relationship. I can have it all. I can do everything. The truth is, you cannot have everything you want in a relationship.
Amen.
It is a compromise.
Amen.
And so when you began to give them that message, that's a false message. But nobody has gone back to tell them, oh, hold up, step back, pull back, and let's start this thing, reboot, okay?
Right.
Because that's just not the truth when it comes to a committed relationship that you want sustainability with.
Do you, I mean, if you don't have children, do you feel like a committed relationship is still relevant today?
Absolutely. I you know what? A committed relationship, and a lot of times I like to call it a covenant relationship, it is one of the safest relationships you should ever have. Because a committed relationship says, I see your flaws. I'm not blind. I see everybody's working on something, right? I see your flaws, but I still love you. And I won't run from your love, your flaws. I will run to them and apply healing love. I see you, I love you, and I got you.
Yeah, yeah. Well said. Do you think social media plays a part in the difficulty of maintaining solid relationships?
I think that it definitely presents another challenge. I think that you have to know you. You have to know where you are subject to fall. You've got to know what entices you to take it to a different level. So, yes, absolutely. For some, social media may be a temptation. Quite honestly, there's nothing on social media that I want. So it's not a temptation for me.
Sure.
But it might be for somebody
We have a different generation.
Exactly.
You know, today's youth, they're growing up with social media as the first and foremost in their life.
Absolutely.
So they see pictures of their friends, their friends' friends, their celebrity, you know, fans, and they want to be that.
Yeah, it's, you know, the relationship goals are, and I'm just going to be honest with you, it's frank with you, okay,
since
it's
supposed to be frank, right?
But to be frank, the relationship goals, half the time, they are so fake. People, see, because they're those same people that you have all with the little hearts on them, they're coming to my chair, okay? And they're sitting there, and after they finish posting those nice, beautiful pictures at their dates or on their honeymoons or on their vacations, guess what? They go back to a hotel with sexless marriages, with fighting in on the way back.
So true.
And so it's a lot of times it's not the truth. It is an image. So now you look at yours, and then guess what the enemy of your relationship is? Comparison.
Mm-hmm.
So now you begin to compare yourself with specially glossed, filtered images of someone else that they put out there for you, and then you all of a sudden it's kind of like, oh my God, why aren't you like that? Why can't you be like that? And it's just not real. Love gives. It's not all about taking. The biggest question I always ask singles, and I will ask every one of these singles, including Bob, what can your love cover? That's what the question is. Forget the list. You look at somebody's flaws, you look at somebody's woundings, and you say, can my love cover that? See, I can't cover a serial cheater, but I can cover someone who was wounded in a home who had a dysfunctional family. I got you. But I can't. I'm not talking about serial, like, you know, eat Captain Crunch.
Yeah, no,
I'm talking about serial cheater.
Like, okay? Reoccurring. Yeah, exactly. We're talking to Love McPherson. Her website is lovemcpherson.com. She is chock full of really helpful information. Go visit her website. It's fantastic. She's going to be joining us. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Bob, who is a caller. If you're just joining us, a caller called in the first part of our show. We're talking about design advice. Bob called in. He explained the situation. He's single now, has four children. They're all grown up. He's an empty nester. He's kind of in that midlife moment of what to do. And we're going to bring Bob back. And we're going to have Love play the Love Connector on our show live. We already have a caller, Jane, waiting to talk to Bob. So we're going to do on air, folks. If you want to get a chance to meet Bob, we're going to do on-air connections here with Love as your relationship counselor. This has never been done before on our show. So this is a first. We'll be right back. Oh, it's got to do with a whole lot on this show today. We're talking to Love relationship expert Love McPherson. Love, thanks for joining me.
Oh, it's always a pleasure.
It's fun. It's a good time. And we're going to have a good time right about now. We're bringing back Bob. Hey, Bob, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much. So,
hey, Bob, how are you?
Meet Love.
Isn't this crazy?
This is insane. And this is how things happen in life sometimes, Bob. Is you go somewhere for one thing, and next thing you know, you leave with something else. And today, hopefully, you're going to leave with a new love connection. And Love McPherson is a relationship expert, and we do have a bunch of people, Bob, this is crazy, calling in to meet you. I wanted to have Love, like, kind of just talk to you a little bit about where you're at in your world and what kind of relationship you're looking for.
So, yeah, Bob.
Okay.
So kind of give me some background about yourself, real short.
All right. Well, I'm a Christian. I'm about 50. I'm trying to figure out what I want to do with the rest of my life. I love traveling. I raised a bunch of great kids. They're adults now and doing well. And, you know, as far as my work, I design and engineer stuff. I invent things. And so I work mostly on the computer, but I do get hands-on once in a while. And I have a small farm out west, you know, that I have as well. But since I've been living in the city, I kind of like it. I was raised around Chicago, you know, right by O'Hare Airport. So, you know, I know the city well. I lived in Bucktown for a while and other things like that. So I've always loved Chicago, loved the people here. And I was out for about 20 years in the farm when I came back after my dad passed and my stepmom, you know, was having trouble in the past. I just fell in love with the people here again. You know, they're just phenomenal. So
tell me about your relationship status. Are you married? Divorced? Hopefully you're not married because then we're really divorced. Okay, but I have to ask you. Trust me. So reveal it now, Bob. Speak now or forever hold your peace. So married, divorced, what's going on?
Yeah, I was married for 18 years, been divorced about a dozen years.
Okay. And have you been dating?
I've dated three times in the last dozen years, and each time has been very short, just a month or two.
What do you think is the reason for short relationships?
Well, the first time I wasn't ready. You know, it was like a year afterward, and I still had a lot of processing I had to do in my own heart and mind and stuff, so that was a total failure. And then the other two, it was basically I had five kids still living with me, and I was running my own business, so just time. I just didn't have the time to invest in someone else. And now it sounds bad, I guess, but I really put myself all in or all out. And, you know, when I realized I couldn't put the time in that was necessary to make it a great relationship, I just said, you know, you need to go find someone better because I'm not there yet.
Okay, and so this is one of the most important questions I'll ask you before we bring in the ladies, is this. When you leave, anytime we leave any relationship, we walk out with a bag. You have to open that bag and see what's in there. It might be insecurity. It might be fear. It might be, I don't believe someone will ever match this. I don't know. You've left out of a married relationship. You've left out of three short relationships. Have you opened your bag in front of someone so that they can decipher what's in it?
I went through about a year and a half of counseling after the divorce because it took a long time to unravel all the all the demons I was fighting.
Yes.
And to be honest, I hated the divorce. I hated what it did to my kids. And I considered my wife at the time the best, my best friend. But what I got out of it was phenomenal, even though I hated the process and the cost. You know, it finally, I stopped running from who I was and
yes.
what I had going on. So that part was definitely good. The short-term ones, not so much. I kind of realized what was going on. And so, you know, knowing someone, and they're still friendly with me. You know, it's not like we left on bitter terms. But it's just, you know, something I can't, if I can't make a strong commitment of something that's going to actually work, I'd rather not waste their time. So
you know,
that was
one
really
of, one
the
of the areas
it wasn't
of growth.
Me saying I don't like them for whatever reason.
Okay, well, you know what? Let's bring in somebody because when you are, one of the things I like is the fact that you did stop and process. You went to counseling, and so you now what I believe is that you attract who you are, not what you want. So if you're not healed, you attract unhealed. But since you are have moved and faced and dealt with those things, let's pull in.
Let's pull in Jane.
Yeah.
Jane, welcome to the Frank Fontana Show, and meet Bob in love.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, Bob. Hi, love.
Hi, Jane.
So, Jane, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I've been divorced almost 20 years. I haven't been in any long-term relationships for a while. I was shortly after I was divorced. I repair medical equipment. I have one son who's getting married next month. And generally, I like to have fun. I love gardening and taking long walks and working in my yard and taking care of my pets.
What struck you the most about Bob?
You know, it just he sounds like when he said he likes to swim and be outdoors and he has a farm, that was like, wow, that sounds interesting.
Is that what you like?
Yeah. I mean, I do love to swim. I'm an aquarium, so I'm a water bearer, so I do like the water.
So do you also know what you have unpacked from your relationships?
Oh, I most certainly do. I most certainly do. Trust me, the relationships I've been in, I will not go back to that same type of person again.
Great.
So.
Okay.
So and geographically speaking, are you in the city? Are you in the south suburbs? Or what area are you in?
I live in the northwest suburbs.
Northwest suburbs. Okay, cool.
Okay.
All right, so Bob, any questions for Jane? I mean, do you see like you might want to maybe meet up?
Well, yeah. The first question is, you know what you don't want. What would the things that you don't want be?
Well, somebody that is perpetually drunk. I do want someone that has a good job and is stable. And someone that, you know, enjoys the outdoors and, what don't I want?
Those are some good things. What are some things that you say, even if you have some flaws, because we all do, what can your love cover, Jane?
I'm pretty tolerant up to a point on a lot of things. I'm pretty easygoing, so... it would have to be pretty extreme. I mean, I was dating an alcoholic, so that I put up with that for quite a long time until I just couldn't take it anymore. So there's a lot of things that, you know, I let fly that.
But now you've kind of grown, and so
yes.
There are some things that you have boundaries with. Okay, so what about you, Bob? What is something that you do not want?
Well, I'm glad you asked. One of the things I always look for is someone that has a kind heart or a gentle spirit, because mean is very hard to deal with. Mean usually doesn't go away, and it only gets worse. So I would say if they have a kind heart, you know, they're willing to say yes, they got some good humor to them, they know how to be hopeful and prayerful and kind of look for the optimistic part of life, that's what I always look for.
And that seems like that's one of your greatest values. Jane, what do you value prayer and God or as a Christian or where do you stand there?
I do. I can't say I go to church every Sunday, but I'm very open to religion and I definitely have a kind heart. I'd give you the shirt off my back if it was the last shirt I had. I'm always helping people. So, yes, it's in humor. I'm pretty funny, I've been told.
Well, this is really interesting, Bob and Jane. What we could do here, because we're running out of time, unfortunately, is connect you two together if you'd like. We can also, Love McPherson's website is lovemcpherson.com. You could send her an email and maybe, you know, help work through this, you know, starting over type of thing.
Yeah.
And Bob, thank you so much for participating. We really appreciate it. Jane, thanks for the call. And Love, thank you for being here.
You are so welcome. Start off small, like a Starbucks or something, so you can run if you need to.
Exactly. And hang on. And my producer, Cash, if you guys want, we can exchange numbers and make a love connection here on the show.
That sounds good.
All right, folks, thanks for hanging out. We'll be right back.